For 20 years, Express Cincinnati has been covering arts, culture, philanthropy, and community in Cincinnati. Well, now there are big changes in the works, and joining me to tell us more about them is the co-publisher and arts editor of the new Movers and Makers Cincinnati magazine, Tom Mariner. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks so much, Jim. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the change. What brought it on?
Well, Express was founded in 1995, and there have been just a change or two in the communications industry in the past 20 years, and it's time to catch up and become a 21st century publication. And also, we've never really felt that the name Express conveyed properly our nature and purpose. And so we looked for a name that better communicated that and better reflected our content. So we spent really the better part of 8 months or so doing some rather significant research among our readers, among advertisers, and particularly nonprofit executive directors who are our partners in this process, to really learn more about their wants and needs. And so Movers and Makers, our new publication, which is available both in print and online, is a response to that research.
Let's talk first about some of the things that are going to stay the same.
Well, the niche is the same. Arts, culture, philanthropy. We're adding a little bit of community at large coverage just to give us an opportunity to have a greater impact. But the niche will remain the same. There will still be promotion of fundraising events, of arts and culture events. There will still be photos of past events, which the nonprofits value so much for showcasing their sponsors and donors. It will still be a print. It will still be monthly, although we're adding an 11th issue this year. We previously were 10, and now we're going to be 11, and with the addition of August. That's basically what will remain the same, I would say. So if you've enjoyed Express in the past, you'll enjoy Movers and Makers in the future.
What is going to be new and improved?
First and foremost, you will see a new name, as we discussed, but also a much better paper print quality. This is something that advertisers have been clamoring for, that readers have asked for, something that is more representative of the quality of our readership, our content, and our advertisers. And a slightly smaller footprint, which allows you to neatly fit it within a briefcase to take it with you. It'll have a kind of a look and feel that you want to hold on to and to perhaps share with other people. And so this will afford you a better opportunity to do that. And in addition, we're going to have a much more dynamic online presence. As we move forward, items that come in to our editor, Rebecca Chambers, will be published online right away. Most kind of newsy items, I would say, things that are timely, things that really need to get out into the public, they will go online. So as we move forward, there will be a bit of an evolution here as the more timely things are in digital format and the print publication will morph into something that's a bit more feature rich. That's something that will change quite a bit. And the editorial focus, really, of the entire publication will change a little bit. And that is moving from a broad-based event and organization-focused publication, we're going to now narrow that and really spotlight individuals who are movers and makers, the people who make things happen and the people who make really cool things. And so it's always been true that individuals are the motive force within the nonprofit sector. And I think we develop relationships as human beings on a one-to-one level. And so that's the nature of this. Our hope is to develop a stronger relationship with our readers, create a stronger emotional connection, and then hopefully draw them into the sector in terms of their involvement, their investment of time or money.
Now, readers will be able to pick up copies of Movers and Makers in the same locations that they picked up Express.
Generally, that will be the case. I think that may evolve slightly over time, but for the time being, that is absolutely true. What we're trying to do is find more direct and measurable ways to put our publication into the hands of people. So we will be working more closely with the nonprofit organizations themselves toward that end. And that's something that will evolve over time.
You've been mentioning this is going to be showcasing still a lot of the fundraising events and nonprofits and all like that. Those people who have been working with Express in the past, it's going to be the same procedures for getting things listed or mentioned in Movers and Makers.
Yes, anything that is submitted should go to our editor, Rebecca Chambers. So all of this will have launched on the 27th of January.
You've been associated with Express for a while, and now you're sort of spearheading this whole Movers and Makers with others. What is it that gets you excited about this new direction?
Well, I think what we're most pleased about is the opportunity to offer a publication that really more effectively represents just the sophistication of what we're advocating and what we're promoting through our editorial. These are the highest attributes of humanity here, creativity, generosity, and we wanted a product that reflects that level of quality. But I think also, I have a psych degree, I spent 12 years in the marketing research business. People fascinate me, and I'm really looking forward to being able to uncover some fascinating aspects about individuals and really show their most interesting qualities to our readers.
And of course, with all of this going on, it will continue, as Express did, to be available free where they pick up their copies.
And that is true. In fact, one of the reasons that we've not made this move sooner is that we weren't able to really find a printer who could deliver the combination of quality and affordability for us. In the past, we would have either had to double our advertising rates or triple, and perhaps even consider charging. But at this point, we will remain free, and I don't see that changing.
And of course, that's amazing because you're also adding a more integrative online platform.
Yes, and of course, one of the great things about the online world is that it's less expensive to produce in many ways. But there's something still very rich and satisfying about the printed page, and we still move the same number of copies that we moved since about 2009. So that aspect of our readership has not changed. But we're very excited about the ability to be more timely. I think this is something that is sorely needed, something that the nonprofits themselves asked of us. And this whole movement toward a focus on individuals comes from something that the nonprofit executive directors told us. And that is that they need help telling their stories. They need an outlet, and they need a third-party advocate to help unearth and tell their real stories.
Now, the first issue came out just a few days ago. For those people who haven't had a chance to pick it up yet, can you give us a couple of highlights from that issue?
Well, our cover profile is actually quite representative of where we're headed. The couple is, one is a mover and one is a maker. Jill Meyer is CEO of the Cincinnati Regional Chamber of Commerce. And her husband, Awadajan Pratt, is professor of piano at CCM and head of the World Piano Competition. And in addition to that, they are leading the Arts Wave fundraising campaign for 2016. So this all kind of came together in a very logical sequence. And we'll also have a profile of Rob Parton, who is the new music director of the Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra, and talk about their upcoming performance, which will meld big band jazz and Radiohead, which is pretty interesting. And then a profile of Andrew Hungerford of Nove Theater. And we have a guest editorial by Steve Newsom. A lot of new and interesting things.
Now, I should mention, this is something of a family affair for you because your wife is working with you on this project.
My co-publisher, Elizabeth Mariner, is our creative director, and she's in charge of making it look great. One of the things that I'm most pleased about with this new format and the new look and feel is that she's going to really be able to see the results in a much more beautiful realization of her work than what we've previously had on newsprint. And I think that's one of the things that's been most satisfying for me about this project is allowing her this creative outlet.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, co-publisher and arts editor of Movers and Makers, Tom Mariner. Thank you so much, Tom.
It's been great to be here. Thank you, Jim.
And listeners should tune in tomorrow for Cincinnati Edition at 1 o'clock when Tom and other members of the Movers and Makers staff will be interviewed, and you'll learn more about what's going on with the new publication. For more on Movers and Makers, please be sure to check our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.